Good day, beloved. I welcome you to a new episode of the Healing Streams podcast. Your host is Timothy Akinshola. I pray that as you listen, the Lord will bless you. This month, by the grace of God, we are gleaning wisdom and encouragement from the book of Psalms. Today, our focus will be on Psalms chapter 20. Permit me to read from the Contemporary English Version. 1. I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble and that the God of Jacob will keep you safe. May the Lord send help from his temple and come to your rescue from Mount Zion. May he remember your gifts and be pleased with what you bring. May God do what you want most and let all go well with you. Then you will win victories and we will celebrate while raising our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all of your prayers. I am certain, Lord, that you will help your chosen king. You will answer my prayers from your holy place in heaven, and you will save me with your mighty hand. Some people trust the power of chariots or horses, but we trust you, Lord God. Others will stumble and fall, but we will be strong and stand firm. Verse 9, which is the last verse. Give the king victory, Lord, and answer our prayers. This psalm is a prayer by the psalmist for his people and associates. Verse 1 shows us that the prayer is made to the Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells in Zion, the city of King David. You must know that there are many gods that people have made for themselves today. They include the gods of thunder, iron, money, fame, celebrity, and many others. These gods have ears but cannot hear, eyes that cannot see, mouths that cannot speak, and hands that cannot handle, and legs that cannot walk. They are like the gods that Elijah referred to in 1 Kings chapter 18, gods who have slept or gone on a journey, which accounts for the reason why it cannot hear the cry of its followers. It must be established that there is only one living God in the whole earth. He has the capacity to save and deliver his people when they call on him. Also, in verse 1, we discover the time of calling on the Almighty God. It was a time of trouble. A time of trouble is a time of difficulty and challenges. It was a trying time like the one Jesus went through before, during, and after his crucifixion. It was a time of fear and anxiety. In our journey on earth, we might go through such a time once in a while. The scripture is filled with men who went through this and overcame in the end. A time of trouble can be for a day, month, or year, but you need to understand that it will surely end. I encourage you to look to the Lord today, in spite of what circumstances may be telling you. One last thing seen in verse 1 is that the prayer is made on behalf of another. Remember that popular verse in the last chapter of Job where Job prayed for his friends, and immediately he did that, God answered his own prayers. Intercession for others is a very important part of our spiritual experience. It delivers you from self, and when you are delivered from self, it puts you in a position to receive from God. Praying for others is God's way of knowing the state of our heart and seeing through our lips to our thoughts. If you have not been doing so, I encourage you to start doing that today. In verse 2, we see the place where God is going to send the answer from. It is from his sanctuary, which is also known as Zion to the nation of Israel. The sanctuary is a place of fellowship with God. It is a place of communion and interaction. It is a place where you feel safe. In the days when this psalm was written, there was a temple where the nation gathered to worship God and listen to his voice. It was also the place where atonement was made for the nation by the high priest. It is the place of help. The sanctuary is the place of strength. So when you are afraid, oppressed, weak, sick, troubled, all you need to do is to approach God in the sanctuary. You may want to ask, where is the sanctuary or the temple today? 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19 says, your body is the temple of God. How? God lives in your heart. Therefore, in the day of trouble, connect with God in your heart. The help you need will be found in him. Now to the last verse for today. As you come before God, the psalmist suggests here that a book of remembrance will be opened before God for your sake. What is written in that book? Your offerings and burnt sacrifices. A similar situation appeared in the New Testament in Acts chapter 10 when a Gentile by the name of Cornelius received salvation preceded by an angelic visit. The point of reference by the angel was that his arms and prayers have been accepted by God. It is important to keep in mind as believers that we are saved in order to do good works. Good works done in Christ can be a point of help for us in the future, as we discover from the prayer of the psalmist today. I implore you to add to your faith virtue. Do good to others who are in need today. Good works is not the same as salvation. Salvation must precede good works for it to have eternal value. I pray that the Lord would grant you grace to do more in Jesus' name. A sinner cannot call upon God in the day of trouble because God cannot hear him. Therefore, I urge you today to accept Jesus Christ into your heart and be saved if you are yet to do so. For prayers and counseling, write to us at healingstreamspodcast@gmail.com. God bless you.